Hey everybody, and welcome to the special on the full moon solar eclipse that happens on the 25th of March when the moon is full and in the constellation of Virgo. So a solar eclipse, what happens? So a solar eclipse is fundamentally when the earth, moon and the sun align in a straight line and the earth is between the moon and the sun. So it kind of looks like the earth is casting its sort of like shadow, and as the moon passes through the earth's shadow, it causes the moon's surface to gradually darken, and then this is how solar eclipses are made. Okay, so the eclipse that happens in March is a preamble eclipse. So this means that the earth, the moon and the sun are aligned in such a way that the moon moves through the outer part of the earth's shadow, which is called the penumbra. So unlike a total or partial eclipse, a penumbral eclipse is subtle and less noticeable to the naked eye. During the penumbral eclipse, the moon appears slightly dimmer as it passes through the faint shadow that's cast by the earth. So in astrology, preamble eclipses are less powerful compared to, you know, the total or partial eclipse, because it doesn't completely really dim out the moon lights in the ways that the partial or total eclipse, when the moon goes totally dark in certain regions, normally, you know, Central South America and all of that. So yeah, so practically this Virgo lunar eclipse can have a subtle approach than other full moon eclipses, but it's about making slow and steady practical changes that focuses on us changing our daily routines and focuses on our self-improvement and hygiene and stuff, taking care of the basics. We want a better life for ourselves. Where does that start? We may say it starts with having more money, having the perfect relationship, house, car and other possessions, the status, but how do we really make sure that we're happy if and when we get these things? The only way we can do that is focusing on the thoughts that we allow ourselves to have. If we're constantly telling ourselves we can't do it, we can't change our life, then this is going to get in the way of our material and, you know, psychological and emotional and even physical health goals. So this energy of the Virgo full moon and preamble solar eclipse focuses our attention on our health and well-being on all levels, financially, spiritually, physically, emotionally and psychologically, giving us the vibration and support to make the necessary adjustments that we need to reach our highest potential and live a more balanced life. On a political level, we may see, you know, government departments becoming more efficient, accountable and rethinking how they, you know, provide their governmental and community and healthcare services to the nation's people. So, you know, issues concerning public welfare as well, public spending can come to the forefront, where government departments maybe have waste money. They can be saying they're going to create new targets to be more efficient and stuff. On the worldly level, this energy wants us to think about the way we use products, services and our relationships to feel better, and just looking at our resources in general, especially our time. Are we using it practically? Are we wasting our time? Are we wasting our money? Do we overwork ourselves? Because Virgo energy can make us, you know, overwork, overanalyze, bringing our attention to our personal self-care regimes and hygiene regimes, asking us to find balance there. Wants us to build more financial stability in our life in practical ways, and looking at our budgets, where we waste money, and really wanting us to focus on the small details of making our goals or our preferred lifestyle be maintained or come true, urging us not to overlook the important tasks of responsibilities and taking the small daily actions to reach our goals. It wants us to be more methodical and rational, more efficient in the way we approach our life and our work, socialising, helping others, our productivity and reaching success. On the social level, it brings the awareness of the importance of community and collective well-being, reminding us to be of service to others and contribute positively to society. For some of us, that would just be looking after ourselves, our children, our pets efficiently. For others, it may be helping family members or the community or the world on a, you know, bigger scale. It's about finding your kind of like comfort zone, what you're capable of in terms of time, bringing in other resources, especially emotional, spiritual and psychological ones, but also not running away from responsibility, taking accountability at least for your own life and your own lifelong management of your financial, spiritual, psychological, emotional health. So yeah, it encourages us to connect with people who share our values and goals, who want to, you know, work more in unity and peacefully and equally with others. Spiritually, it invites us to seek inner illumination and deepen our understanding of ourselves, the world and the people in it. It encourages us to be more self-reflected and, you know, work on becoming more aware, enlightened, and it reminds us to honour our own intuition, trust our instincts and embrace the journey of self-discovery. And as I said, the preamble, solar eclipse is a subtle energy, then say a full or total. So it's all about doing things in subtle ways. Subtlety is the key, and the energy of solar eclipses are said to last anywhere up to 2 months, because a normal full moon will last 2 to 4 weeks with this energy. So it's about just taking your time, making a plan. Always start there. Always start by trying to like yourself at least, and working on loving yourself if you lack that, and just building forgiveness, letting go of slowly of your shame and guilt, and you know, any resentment you may have, and just being gentle with yourself as you do it. So in terms of family relationships, this energy allows us to sort of like have more emotional connection, and which can lead to both positive and negative. So it could cause conflict, but on the plus, it can help us resolve issues in our households, in our intimate relationships with our friends and co-workers, as it wants us to be more communicative and analytical in our thinking. So thinking about what we say before we say it can help repair our relationships or strengthen our relationships. But we just have to watch out for being overthinking and criticizing others as well, especially in committed relationships and hookup relationships as well, where we can have conflict because our Virgo's known for being critical and our standards can rise, and we may want better date nights and better quality of romance and stuff, and there's nothing the matter with that. We want people maybe to pay attention to details, whether we're in a hookup relationship or committed relationship with them, and this can cause conflicts. But on the real, it can help us get closer, because sometimes a good dose of truth can open us up to a deeper, more honest and authentic connection within ourselves and our relationships as well. So yeah, as long as we work on developing great empathy and for ourselves and others, and supporting ourselves and others in the right ways, in non-toxic ways, although there is an increased risk of conflict and tension due to sensitivity and emotional volatility and vulnerability, if we're open ourselves up to resolving conflicts, taking the time out and even being organised in, you know, creating a space, coming back and forward, you know, speaking one day, then leaving it 3 days to reflect on what's said, actively listening to each other, creating that safe space, then things can get resolved, as well as subtle psychological and emotional and spiritual tensions that are holding you back from your own personal development or relationships development can also be brought to your attention, and then you can work on holding and resolving the issues. On the karmic level, hidden emotions and patterns that have been stored deep within our subconscious can come to the forefront of our mind through dreams, through thoughts, through experiences. This full moon solar eclipse in Virgo wants us to confront our fears and insecurities that challenge us and prevent us from evolving and growing. So the karmic lessons, what we should learn and commit to learning over the next 2 months, is, you know, well, lifetime really, focusing and embracing positive self-care and relationship self-care as well, healing your past spiritual, emotional, psychological wounds and traumas, as well as reprogramming your subconscious mind to think less limiting beliefs, and you don't need to get rid of all negativity, because life don't work like that. We are on the planet of day and night, or duality. The seasons change, so we will change, our temperaments will change. Life is all about learning to deal with yourself and others in whatever weather life throws at you. And life will always throw all types of weathers at us, especially when we're interacting with others. And that doesn't mean, no, I've sucked myself off, which a lot of people do, and they're like, oh, I don't relate to others, so I can't feel pain. But then as time goes on, you'll have the pain of not connecting with others. Yeah, I'm an introvert, so introvert people enjoy spending time alone, but even us enjoy the presence of company that we totally connect with. You know, it's about being honest about your relationship needs. Some of you, because it's a full moon, may release relationships, and it, you know, of course it may hurt and stuff, but we are given the planetary energy to help us transform and release ourselves from our, you know, self-destructive thoughts, behaviors and toxic ways of relating to ourselves and others. So in terms of career, as I said, it allows us to pay more attention to our details, and if we are open to being more organized as well. Some of us may decide to change our careers or just become more efficient in our current jobs so we can have optimum growth and success, you know. So it's really about rearranging yourself in terms of your career, thinking out the ways you can just make your work routine more efficient, even from waking up in the morning, traveling to work, every intricate detail, looking at those and just making those necessary adjustments so you can, you know, reach all your goals. Spiritually, it wants us to have a greater understanding of ourselves and the world around us. It wants us to focus on, you know, spiritual practices and inspiring content and individuals that promote your inner growth and connection as well. On the personal development level, it allows us to have more sort of like emotional clarity, and we can be more motivated to, you know, do the things we need to improve ourselves and heal ourselves, as it encourages us to let go of old habits and negative patterns that get in the way of us being our best selves. On the educational level, it allows us to learn things more quickly and reach out and research new knowledge, giving us the power to delve deeper into our studies and, you know, tools and skills we may need to just live our lives to the best, especially when it comes to our intellectual advancement and understanding as well. So all kind of tools that aim to improve our cognitive functions. This can be gaming, doing sort of like word puzzles and stuff like that as well, whatever it is that helps you to kind of expand your mind in an organized way. So now I'm just going to talk about the best things for creatives, professionals and entrepreneurs and alternative healers and lovers to do. So artists, creatives should use music, painting, anything that helps you express your emotions. Professionals should just focus on, you know, paying more attention to detail. Entrepreneurs should use this energy to review their business strategies and identify the areas that need changing. Alternative healers should use this energy to focus on grounding themselves and their clients, and doing all they can to maintain balance within and without themselves. Lovers can take this opportunity to deepen their emotional connection and engage in more meaningful conversations with each other, and just nurturing more intimacy into their relationships and understanding and authenticity. So now I'm going to talk about the specific aspects that the sun and moon are making, more about the esoteric and spiritual meanings, also how the ongoing aspects that the planets are making with each other and other astrological points influence this full moon solar eclipse. Then I'm just going to finish up by talking about how the fixed star also influence and support the energy. So this is where I just like to tie everything in and just see how all the energies are working or what obstacles they're putting in the way as well. So at the time of the full moon in Virgo, the moon is making a bi-quintile to Mars. So this supports us in being more assertive and, you know, being more effective in problem solving. So we can use this energy to amplify our motivation. The moon makes a sextile square to Uranus. This can just bring sudden insights and changes. We can use this energy to be more flexible, innovate, supports us in, you know, changing our habits and routines that supports our growth and well-being, which is what this full moon wants us to do. The Sun also makes a semi-square to Uranus, so although it can make us more impulsive and restless, it does support us in letting go of outdated beliefs and structures that no longer serve us. But we just have to be cautious, because like, we may just blow up our whole house all in one without thinking about the consequences, saying things to people, maybe quitting our job, ending relationships, without really thinking it out. So just think about that. Although this is a sort of energy, the Moon opposes Neptune, and Neptune always brings clouded judgment. We may want to escape and run into our toxic relationships, drugs and alcohol, and other intoxicating substances, addictions, or just numb ourselves in any way possible from real life and reality right now as well. But positively supports us in being more sensitive, emotionally available with ourselves, and in diving into our inner worlds, and just, you know, dealing with the reasons why we may get overwhelmed, so we escape, and you know, being honest with the things that we need to do to get to the root causes of the issues in our life. And a lot of it always resolves from unresolved trauma from our childhood or relationships, or any setbacks and heartbreaks we had in our life. So the Moon's opposition to Neptune allows us to take practical actions and seek out clarity from people we trust, whether this be friends, family, and lover, therapist, or a helpline. It supports us in reaching out for help and being honest about our self-destructive thoughts and behaviours, at least to ourselves. The Sun also makes a conjunction to Neptune. So again, another double dose of Neptune. And of course, Neptune rules Pisces, and Pisces is Virgo's opposite sign. Virgo's in the 6th house and Neptune's in the 12th house. And on this kind of axis scale, the balance between having the 12th house represents the subconscious, the things we keep hidden, secrets, ourselves, and doing our addictive and behaviours and thoughts and stuff. So opposing our 6th house is symbolically telling us how important it is for us to have our mind right, to be effective in our day-to-day life and looking after our hygiene and all levels, physical, spiritual, emotional, and psychologically, as well as our ability to serve others, help others and ourselves as well, and as well as meet our needs to pay for our bills and our rent or our mortgages and stuff like that as well. The Sun's conjunction to Neptune just reminds us of this reality, supports us with connecting with our higher realms of guidance within, and dreaming big and infusing our actions and reactions with compassion and empathy. So it's just good. Again, it supports us in sorting out all of our relationship problems as well. The Moon makes a trine to Pluto. So again, this supports that deep transformation that this lunar eclipse in Virgo is calling for us. So now I'm just going to talk about some of the ongoing aspects, and these are just aspects that go on for weeks or sometimes months on and off. So Mercury is still making that conjunction with Chiron, and again, this supports us in healing our past wounds, especially when it comes to communication issues. And so just again supporting us in sorting out our relationship problems. Venus is sextile to Jupiter, supports us in bringing more love and abundance into our relationship. However, Venus's conjunction to Saturn can bring sort of restrictions and obstacles in, you know, expressing of love and healing problems within the relationship with ourselves and our other people, friends, family. We can feel more lonely and isolated because of this influence, and just feel more reserving, expressing and receiving affection at this time. And Venus also makes a sextile to Uranus, and this again adds to unpredictabilities and disruptions in our romantic life. And Venus's semi-square to Pluto emphasises that there can be power struggles and manipulative behaviour that gets in the way of us overcoming challenges. But Mars is quintile to Jupiter subtly, and I said at the beginning of this introduction to this full moon that this preamble solar eclipse is a sort of energy. So this Mars is quintile to Jupiter allows us to subtly take bold actions that align with our values and beliefs that can lead to favourable outcomes, you know, positive results in the long run, and it supports us in tapping into our inner strength and seizing opportunities for growth on all levels. Mars's semi-sextile to Pluto adds to the power struggles, but also positively supports us in confronting our deep-rooted fears and insecurities. Mars is semi-square to Chiron, brings some tension between being assertive and healing. Some of us may feel compelled to take action, but it's important to be mindful of any emotional wounds that need our attention right now, allowing ourselves to grow and engage in self-care. Mars is semi-square to the Moon's North Node, allows us to and supports us in exploring our life path and purpose and actually taking positive actions to align ourselves with our higher calling by staying focused and determined and just taking those positive, courageous steps towards building a better future for ourselves. Uranus is semi-sextile to Chiron, also helps us to think outside the box and supports us being creative, especially using creativity to heal ourselves as well, and supports us in trusting our intuition and us embracing anew and being open to alternative methods of healing that may not be traditional or medical but effective. Uranus also makes a trine to the midheaven, and Pluto makes a quintile to the Moon's North Node. So again, subtle energy with Pluto's quintile to the North Node. Uranus's trine to the midheaven helps us in working on our public image and our career and taking unique approaches. So thinking outside the box, what I was talking about earlier, being more authentic and letting our originality shine through our work and actions right now. Pluto's quintile to the North Node supports us in change, even though it may feel uncomfortable. It wants us and supports us subtly, inwardly, trusting our inner wisdom, healing our inner child and doing that deep emotional healing work, starting or continuing doing that. And Chiron squared in the midheaven says once again that there could be conflicts that come up in the workplace, but ultimately anything that comes up within the workplace is in the long term helping you to sort of like align with your authentic career expression and to make your relationship to co-workers or your bosses better, or just for you to face the home truths about your co-workers, maybe your boss and job, and you may decide to let go. It supports us in embracing our vulnerability and challenging tradition, staying true to ourselves, and taking steps that align with who we really are, reminding us that hard work, change can be hard, but ultimately the rewards are worth it because we get to meet ourselves and those deeper level. We get to choose careers and relationships that nurture our beings, and we get to align with our true passions and sort of like just take positive steps to just find resolutions with ourselves about our past and connect with others on that deeper level. So now I'm just going to talk about the Sabian degrees at the time of this full moon. So as I said, the moon's in the 12th degree of Virgo, and it allows us to connect with our subconscious beliefs. And as I said, that what we believe, our thoughts, our repetitive thoughts and actions typically become who we are. So this energy supports us in uncovering hidden truths and gaining that needed clarity on our emotional patterns and behaviours. But negatively, the 12th degree of Virgo can make us overly seek perfectionism, that can make us feel like we're not good enough, we're inadequate, and we can just be overwhelmed, so we try and run. So it's important to have self-compassion and build on your self-acceptance and love and understanding and healing and management at this time. And importantly, embrace the imperfections and weaknesses and learn from them, learning to manage them. The moon in the 12th degree of Virgo in the 6th house emphasizes doubly, again, because the moon's in its natural sort of habitat, the importance of well-being and self-care in our day-to-day life, pushing us to, pay attention to our overall well-being and looking at how our financial health plays into our physical health, which plays into our spiritual health and emotional and psychological health, and making a plan to, look after all those different areas of our lives. The Sabian symbol for the 12th degree of Virgo is a bride with her veil being snatched away. So again, it supports that home truths, and some of them can be painful, can be revealed right now. And we may open up to qualities in people that we didn't know were there before. This can be for the best or for the good, but ultimately, whatever comes to light now is trying to make us have greater clarity and understanding in our life, and helping us, you know, uncover and be aware and face and start running and escaping from aspects of our personality that we typically don't like. Sometimes these are the parts of us that are talented. It's not always our shadow traits. It's the traits that we were told when we were younger, oh, you know, you're just so enough, or you're crap, or people could have been jealous of your abilities, you could have been bullied, so you don't authentically express your passion and who you really are. So this energy wants us to examine our core values and purpose, and especially our personality traits, and just allowing ourselves to express ourselves in a balanced way and in a loving way as well. Uranus is in the 27th degree of Aries, so this supports us tapping into our creative imagination and reminds us that we have to take the practical action. On the other hand, we just can't solely rely on our imagination and dreaming. We have to take those practical sort of actions. The imagination is a powerful tool, but without the proactive steps and tangible efforts daily, you know, we're not going to reach it. So it's important to strike a balance between dreaming big and actively going after your goals. And, you know, as I said, fundamentally, we have to look after all aspects of our health to effectively, consistently do the things we need to do to make our dream life a reality. And we all have different dreams. Some of us may want lots of money, some of us may just want a family, some of us may want a career. Thinking about what it is that you need to make you feel more alive and stable and happy. So Neptune is in the 4th degree of Pisces, and the Sabian symbol for that is heavy traffic on the narrow isthmus linking to seaside resorts. Where isthmus is basically a narrow strip of land that connects two larger pieces of land, and normally these two different, you know, lands are separated, cities or whatever you want to call them, by two bodies of water, and that's why isthmus is. So positively, Neptune being in this degree at the time of the full moon solar eclipse in Virgo signifies a vibrant flow of energy that can help us make connections between different aspects of our lives. So again, it supports us healing on all levels, financially, physically, psychologically, spiritually and emotionally. We can experience a surge of activity in various areas, as if there is a constant movement and interaction between different parts of our existence. So it just helps us to realise that things are interconnected. Different areas of your life might clash. Maybe you're having a secret affair or some other secret, or just the fact of you may have to bring your home work to work, home life to work, with work life to home more, or just something else that happens that just brings to your attention that, you know, life is connected. Maybe you have some kind of spiritual awakening, cultural awakening. You may research a different culture or ancient philosophy and just, you know, just feel like, oh wow, I need to start looking at life in a more whole way rather than trying to separate, because this is how we keep on having conflicts as a collective of humans, is because we don't accept each other's differences. A lot of the time we try to enforce our viewpoints in others, and we're just going to keep on going around in circles. So this plays into the negative energy of the symbol, which is congestion or overstimulation, which can be caused by an influx of energy. So it serves as a reminder to us to navigate through the chaos of life and ourselves, ensuring that we maintain a sense of balance and harmony amidst the kind of bustling environment amongst life. You know, this degree also rules the nerves in the foot in the human body, so backs up during this lunar eclipse. Our ability to find stability and grounding can be challenged because of the heavy traffic on the narrow isthmus. Symbology, it can be seen as a metaphor for the overwhelming flow of thoughts, emotions and external influences that can happen during this time or that happens in life. So again, it supports the importance of paying attention to our mental and emotional well-being, as well as the dangers of excessive stimulation. So this can be by drugs, alcohol, even porn watching. Even if all we do all day maybe is dance and we neglect our other duties, you know, to spend time with our lovers, our kids, our family, or meet the needs of our bills or health for living, this can be distracting as well. So this is why it's best to do everything in moderation. So we can feel that we're being pulled in different directions, and what all of these things that happen to us in life, the importance of building in the stability. Because if we always, and I used to do this, I'm guilty of this, I was prime pickings, because we have to create a core within ourselves that we know our weaknesses, we know our strengths, and we're not afraid of them, and we don't see us being emotional or any psychological conditions we may have, or spiritual illnesses as well, as an excuse or a setback, even though they make our progress in life slower. If we're committed to building a solid foundation within ourselves by knowing ourselves, understanding ourselves, and this can be achieved by meditation for some, grounding, touching, yoga, dancing, rebounding, doing weights for others, gaming, you name it, all the activities in the world, the non-toxic ones, and even the ones that are toxic. Because I was watching the documentary, and what I liked about it is that it said that, you know, we can take DMT and other psychedelics, but ultimately reach these states, but we can, the reason why we keep on taking these substances is because we find it's an easier way to get to that state, and we keep on taking them, and then we can find it harder to reach those higher states. So the best way ultimately to get that high is by creating it naturally within ourselves, because if we don't, we're always going to rely on that relationship, that stimulant, that drug, that alcohol, that experience, that product, that services to make us happy. So this full moon preamble solar eclipse reminds us of the importance of building an inner sense of stability, and so we can always remain calm and still even when the world is chaotic. It pushes us to remember that every challenge presents an opportunity for growth, and you know that it's best to get outside of our comfort zones in the long run, although our comfort zones are, you know, comfy, and that's why we love them. And how important it is to nourish our physical, mental and emotional well-being, which is crucial for maintaining balance and resilience of life, will always keep on life in. And it does remind us that in moments of overwhelming stimulation, it can be easy to neglect our basic needs and become entangled in the chaos around us. And this is another lesson, you know, where do we need to be putting our time and energy? Do we really need to be in everybody's business? Do you really need to be people pleasing? How much commitments do you have? Do you really need to be helicoptering your lover, your kids, yourself even? You know, just looking at the way you handle things and trying to just become more efficient in the way you go about your day-to-day life, and intentionally taking the time to implement some time out in the week to look after your psychological, emotional and spiritual health, so you can restore your sense of equilibrium and balance, and, you know, replenish your energy stores. So to finish up, I'm just going to talk about the fixed stars. So the moon is making a quinquartz to the Neb Adit, which is known for its strong will and temper, and this helps us to stay mindful of our reactions during the unpredictability and find healthy ways to channel any increased energy we have, which is putting that excess energy into looking after our health. The moon makes a semi-square to Zubin Ishtamali as well. So this helps us with breaking free from conformity and working on social equality and activism kind of work, and conflict resolution in our relationships as well. The sun is also making a semi-sextile to Deneb Abid. So this again supports us in standing up for ourselves and being more determined. The sun is also making a sextiquadrant to Zubin Ishtamali. So again, it's helping us to remain aware of the bigger picture and work towards positive change, rather than engaging in unnecessary confrontations and waste of your time. The sun also makes a semi-sextile to the fixed star constellation of Formula, and this promises us that we have higher ideals at this time, and this is not righteous ideals, thinking we're better than others, but having integrity and following, you know, your higher values and your authentic self, staying true to yourself. It promises that you will be successful over time. Mercury makes an opposition to Articus, and this supports us in exploring different perspectives and being more open-minded. Mercury makes a quinquox to Aegina, so this reminds us that knowledge is a valuable resource, and that continuous growth and adaptation are essential to living a successful life. Mercury's sextile quadrant to Thuban emphasizes the need for us to protect ourselves or to make a treasure. So going within, finding our innate talents and skills and using them, giving us that inspiration and diligence to be more proactive in self-preservation and looking after ourselves and not totally pleasing others all the time. Mercury also makes a square to Pollux, so it reminds us, yeah, there will be struggles and discomfort, especially when it comes to expressing our creativity, but it gives us the power to overcome challenges that can come up from being creative, especially using creativity to heal our wounds as well. It reminds us of the immense transformative power that can come from embracing change. Mercury makes a trine to Ras Agahu, and it helps us to resolve our traumas. It brings more empathy and compassion and self-love to the day. Mercury makes a semi-sextile to Picenus. So this energy reminds us that there may be problems with our masculine action taking energy at this time, and you know, just reminding us to try and respect other people's boundaries. And you know, although people may be sensitive, we may be more sensitive. It's important to just be aware that aggression may come out, and how important it is to just try and resolve conflict at this time. And we do so by firstly trying to resolve the conflict we all have within ourselves. Mercury makes an opposition to Spica, so again, this just supports our creativity. And Uranus is trying to Dembola, supports us in embracing our individuality. Uranus also makes an opposition to Zubin Esamali, so again, it wants us to just make sure that we are empathetic, that we may face some resistance to bringing change in our lives or on the collective level, but we just need to keep on going. Uranus' semi-sextile to Bellatrix reminds us of the importance of acknowledging our shadow traits and the shadow traits and hidden aspects of ourselves and others, and by doing so we can unlock a reservoir, a lot of creativity and hidden sort of like knowledge about ourselves and the human nature, which can just help us deal with, as I said, when people are being crabby and horrible and stuff to us, as well as being open to receiving the many, many goodness of human traits like love and compassion and stuff. Neptune makes a sextile quadrant to Akapika, so it allows us and supports us in manifesting on the imaginative level the things that we need to take action, practical action with. So it just helps us with dreaming, visualization, and just being more open-minded. Neptune makes a square to Beltegeez, so it allows us to sort of like overcome obstacles, so this is always good. Neptune also makes an aspect with Aquaman, and it serves as a reminder that we have to sort of make ourselves stronger, build more resilience and inner strength to be able to weather the storms that life throws at us, you know. And also Neptune makes a square to Polaris, and this, you know, just provides us with a glimmer of hope that if we are open to change and open to exploring alternative routes to success, thinking outside the box and deviating from traditional paths, if we remain open and embrace the quest of, you know, sort of like self-improvement and love and being open to the hidden truths within ourselves and the world, being open to digging deep into the depths of our being. So yeah, the full moon penumbral lunar eclipse serves as a powerful catalyst for self-discovery. The moon is in the 12th degree of Virgo, which has the Sabian symbology of the veil being snatched away. So, you know, it encourages us to confront life, our fears and insecurities head on, and release what no longer serves us, which is what a full moon is always all about. And we can come through the other side with more resilience, just as the lymph vessels in the foot circulate and cleanse our physical body. This eclipse wants us to purify our emotional and spiritual and psychological selves. It's an opportunity to release stagnant, old, stale energy, heal old wounds and make space for personal growth. And further than the esoteric level, the symbolism of the bride's veil being snatched away just suggests us having that moment of truth, which is also a great song. by the band Gangsta, if you want to hear it out. It's a nice song, especially about, you know, facing our truth and stuff. And, you know, we can just be vulnerable. It invites us to examine our illusions and confront the hidden aspects of ourselves. This eclipse acts as a cosmic mirror, reflecting back towards the parts of ourselves that we've been avoiding or repressing. And as we navigate the energies of this full moon lunar preamble lunar eclipse, it's beneficial to approach this introspective self-reflective journey with empathy and self-acceptance, and of course forgiveness and love, and building your self-awareness. So yeah, that's the end of this analysis on the full moon solar eclipse. So yeah, take care and see you next time.